Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha girls basketball. The Lady Redhawks are 10-1 on the season, 6-1 in the Big 7 League. The Hiawatha girls number 6, I believe, in the rankings this week in Class 3A, now the only Big 7 League girls team ranked. And some non-league games here in the middle of your season, Coach. Want to go back to the win against St. Joe Lafayette, a really good win. I know you expected a good game and certainly got it last Friday night. You win at 53-50, and I did note that Claire Lindstrom had a pretty good game with 25 points, and your team made a lot of free throws. I guess what else went right to get that quality win last Friday?
Well, we do think that was a quality win. I felt like that was a tough opponent and a good team that came here, and that was an excellent game. It was like a 1 or 2 point game all the way through. We were up one, down two, and it was back and forth till right at the very end. And we made just enough plays. Like you said, Clara had a good night for us. She had 25 points and was perfect from the free throw line, 9 for 9, which helped kind of seal it for us. And we felt pretty good going away from that one.
Hiawatha tournament this week. Your first game was last night against St. Mary's. You end up winning 56-41. Going to see some, again, different competition this week. And St. Mary's not a bad basketball team either. Your team scoring 56 was maybe about the second most points you've scored in a game this season. So what was clicking for your offense last night?
Well, we had a good start. We shot the ball well in the first half, and that kind of got us started off on the right foot. And then, again, we had some free throw situations for probably the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter where we kind of tacked on a few to get to 56. But that's a little bit deceiving, too. Last night's game was also a close game, 1 point game at halftime and close throughout the third quarter. And as you mentioned, I think St. Mary's is a good team, too. They played a very difficult schedule, playing some other ranked teams around the state. So we didn't know quite as much what to expect last night from St. Mary's, but they're a dangerous team, and we had to play pretty well last night to beat them. I felt like I was pretty pleased with our performance.
You have a game at 7:30 now on Thursday night against ACCHS. That's a pretty good ball team that has some experience, a team that can hit three-pointers. So I know you're hoping to get a shot at Jackson Heights and a potential championship Saturday as well. But one game at a time, and it looks like another good game right in front of you here on Thursday night now.
Yeah, they just keep coming. Like we said, we mentioned this last time we talked about the non-conference portion of our season that was on us. Starting last week with Lafayette, and then last night's game with St. Mary's, and now we're getting ready to face Effingham and possibly Jackson Heights later in the week. I mean, those are four really good teams, so that's good for us to see some different competition and some higher-level competition, maybe help us get ready for something down the road.
What concerns you the most about, you know, these teams that you're going to be facing? I mean, with your team and where you're at right now in this home tournament, you know, what keeps you up a little bit at night at this point?
Well, it's really not so much anything about any of the other teams or the opponents. We're really just kind of focusing on ourselves. We kind of have an idea of how we want to go about it, and it's been something that we've worked at and just trying to get the girls to understand exactly what we're looking for during different portions of the game and how we can be successful.
Well, best of luck finishing out your home tournament this week, Coach. Keep it rolling. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Lady Hawks. We'll talk to Gary Smith, Hiawatha boys basketball, after the break.